Welcome to the Evidence-Based Rheumatology Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Putman, and today is Episode 1, Introduction to the Podcast. I'll try to keep this brief because I don't think introduction should be any longer than is necessary, but I'd like to explain a little bit about why I'm doing this and what I'm hoping to accomplish. To the first point, I'm passionate about rheumatology, I enjoy evidence-based medicine, and I just couldn't find a podcast that did both of them. The Jack Cush Rheum Now podcast is a really great resource for recent news in rheumatology, and I highly recommend everyone listen to that before they pick this one up. But for those who are looking to sit down once a week and discuss one paper and really dive into its flaws and shortcomings and also discuss how it applies to our patients, I think this could be a resource that doesn't currently exist. As far as what I'm hoping to accomplish, I'd like to do a podcast once a week. I'd like to alternate between old papers and new papers, giving you a good smattering of things that are coming out in the news today to keep you up to date, while also revisiting some of the papers that form the foundations of our current knowledge base and questioning how strong that evidence really is. To make things easy, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you find your podcasts. And if it helps, I've also created a website. It's at ebrheum.com, evidencebasedrheum.com, for you to follow along and comment on the episodes if you so choose. I know this introduction is inauspicious and certainly short, but like I said, I think introductions only need be as long as is necessary, and I'd like to spend your time talking about papers. So until next week, this is the Evidence-Based Rheumatology Podcast. Thank you for listening.